Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, November 3rd, 2016, the Thursday after OSU's big homecoming gridiron win over West Virginia. Hi, Burns.
Hey, how's it going, Kelly?
What a weekend.
It was truly America's greatest homecoming. It had to be. I mean, the weather was perfect, huge crowds. I think we had upwards toward 100,000 people looking at the house decorations at the annual so-called walk around, and then the parade. It was bright and early, but very well attended, and no incidences. And of course, the first responders were our grand marshals, and the survivors were there. And it was a chance to pay tribute to them and to celebrate OSU's homecoming. And then, sure enough, we had the great game Saturday afternoon. Coach Gundy got his 100th win, which is fantastic. Congratulations on that to Mike and all his great staff. And then it took on the number 10 ranked West Virginia Mountaineers and came out the victor. So it just couldn't have been better.
And all of the homecoming festivities also featured a celebration of diversity at OSU.
It did. We had our OSU Diversity Hall of Fame, and we inducted five new members, and that took place, of course, during homecoming week. Just quickly, but significantly, Dr. William Hogan graduated with a degree in electrical engineering from OSU in 1965 and has been very successful and is currently in Minneapolis, former chairman of the University of Minnesota Board of Regents. Sam Howard has degrees from OSU and Stanford and currently leads an investment holding company, has been a very big player in the healthcare business in Nashville, Tennessee. Patrice Latimer was the first African-American student at OSU to be elected president of the Student Government Association, and Patrice has had a very successful legal career. And Dr. Melvin Tolson and Fail Wynn Sr. were two of the first African-American graduates from OSU in 1950. Both are deceased. Dr. Tolson was a full-time African-American faculty member at the University of Oklahoma, our sister institution, where he taught French for 31 years. And Phil Wynn also had a distinguished civil service career. And then finally, we recognized a rising star, Tambra Way Stevenson. She has organized food distribution system in Nigeria, and she's been appropriately recognized for that.
Finally, Burns, good engineers can be somewhat hard to find these days, KOSU's engineer notwithstanding there, but OSU is certainly taking steps to address the need.
Well, OSU really has made a strong effort to increase the number of engineers that we train and graduate. In fact, in the past few years, we have doubled the size of the engineering college, which is really important for many of the companies here in our state, including General Electric, Tinker Air Force Base, Boeing, Nordam, American Airlines Maintenance Facilities, and, of course, all the other exploration and production oil companies here in our state. What is not doubled are our facilities. Are the number of faculty. And so we are working hard to address both of those issues so that we can graduate even more engineers. And so we recently broke ground on a new undergraduate engineering and technology laboratory building. This will be an advanced hands-on laboratory and will support interdisciplinary learning. We've attracted a lot of private dollars for this effort. We will have engineers of various disciplines working interdisciplinarily in this laboratory. The facility will house 14 undergraduate research laboratories along with a lecture hall and student project space, and it'll be located directly west of our architecture building. So look for more and more engineers out of Oklahoma State University.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.